Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Getting ready to start a song here in just a moment. Anyway, this is Macedonia Call around the globe, and good to be here on Friday night with you, and thank you for the prayer requests coming in on Facebook. We're going to read them all off here in just a few minutes, and this is the day that the Lord has made. We'll rejoice and be glad in it. And tonight's subject is going to be on
pulling down strongholds.
That's right. And how many know that the devil would sure try to keep good Christian people bound and keep them all tore up about things that's coming up on the land in America and whichever land that you may be living in. The devil would try to use whatever he can to keep you bound. He'll try to use the government. He'll try to use poverty. He'll try to use family members. He'll try to use church folks against you, and he'll try to use whatever he can. And he'll make things magnify bigger than what they really are. But how many know we got a great big God, and nothing's too big for our God to handle? And he said that we wouldn't be tempted more than we could bear. I can't remember how the scripture goes. But that he would make a way of escape for us. And that's what we're trusting in. We have to go by faith, just like when we got saved. We have to go by faith that he saved us from our sin, and that he'll bring us through any sickness that we might have, and anything the worst thing he can try to get at is our mind. He'll try to come against our children or have our children come against us, and that's one of the worst ways he could come against you is at your children, or even have your children to come against you, and it's a sad thing. And the Bible says that mother would be against daughter-in-law, and daughter-in-law would be against mother, and father against son, and all this kind of stuff. And we see that kind of stuff happening, and it seems like children have really lost respect for their parents. And the Bible says, obey your parents in the Lord, for he'll increase the days of your life. And that's so true. And it's God's will that none will perish. So if we listen to him and his word and go by his word, God will tear down, he will pull down strongholds. Praise God. And right now I'm going to read some of the prayer requests that's coming in. And we're going to pray over these at the end of the broadcast. And Martha Hawkins, she said, please remember her daughter, Madison. She's very sick and needs God to heal her. Judy Jones says, pray for her mom. She has 2 weeks left until she retires, and people are trying to get her fired. She said, thank you and God bless. Dolores Benton says, please pray. Remember her granddaughter going through a lot of things right now. God needs to move, but he knows all about it. Karen Wilson said, pray for her son-in-law and her daughter. They need salvation. If you notice these prayer requests, a lot of it is about children or about the children asking prayer for their parents. And this is what I'm talking about, is the devil trying to put strongholds on people's family and the children, and having you worry about your parents and having the parents worry about their children. And brother... Sister Regina Collins, she said, please pray for her. She needs God to move on something for her by tomorrow. Brother Carl Nichols says, pray for Greg Jenny's husband. He got a bad lung. They're getting bad fast. Needs prayer. Thanks. I think some of the typing, sometimes when you type on your iPhone or something, sometimes the words get jumbled up, so I probably didn't read that right. Donna LeBlanc Bolton, she says, pray for her great-nephew Chris Foster at Ochsner Jefferson right now. He's in the hospital there in Louisiana. I grew up with them girls, the LeBlanc family, and very nice family, and praise God for them. Praise God for all of our listeners, and we're asking the Lord to move for everybody, no matter what country you're in, and And we thank God for a few callers here. And we're going to get some of them to say something here. We're going to have 770 come in, tell us who you are, and obey God.
Praise the Lord, brother and sister Green. This is Brother John from Thompson, Georgia.
Praise God, Brother John. Go ahead and obey the Lord. We're still on strongholds tonight.
All right. Coming out of the book of Acts, Acts chapter 16, prayer and praise, pulling down the strongholds, and starting in verse 16, it says, "And it came to pass as we went to prayer," this is talking about the apostles, "a certain damsel possessed with the spirit of divination," which is the spirit of Python. It's actually a spirit where it's striking, where it actually just, a python is a type of snake that will literally crush you and get a hold of you. And it, actually, this woman that had this spirit of divination was, she would actually take the life. This spirit that was within her would actually, this spiritual stronghold would actually take the life force out of others that she was around. And not only them, but they would just have to release and give up, amen, whatever they've had. And this is the same way. And the Bible says that a certain damsel possessed with the spirit of divination met us, which brought her masters much gain by soothsaying, or fortune-telling is what that means. And it says, "The same followed Paul and us." This is talking about Luke, and then was talking about that, and says that, "and followed us and cried, saying, these men are the servants of the Most High God, which show unto us the way of salvation." So for many days there, the Bible says in verse 16, "and this did she many days. But Paul, being grieved, turned and said to the Spirit, I command thee in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her. And he came out the same hour." Here was the spiritual stronghold. Here was the satanic stronghold that came. And here was the satanic stronghold that even began to proclaim that the Apostle Paul and them were the servants of the Most High God. You have to understand tonight that the satanic holds, these demonic spirits will declare who Jesus is. They will speak out. And as they begin to speak out, she does this for many days. And as she began to do this, you have to understand that what happened is, as she began to declare the Apostle Paul, that the attention turned away from the Word of God. The attention turned away from the Lord Jesus Christ and began to turn to this woman. As she began to declare, the heating went to this woman, amen, instead of to the apostles that were speaking out in the Word of the Lord. So here, all of a sudden, this stronghold was declaring that these were the servants, but as the declaration that people began to turn their attention, amen. You know, the Bible says in the latter days, the Spirit speaks expressly that in the latter days that some would fall and depart from the faith, falling away to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. So that tells us that devils can do a teaching, amen. And you need to understand tonight, amen, that there are those that they would follow under the guise here. The Bible says, and no wonder, that even Satan himself can manifest himself as an angel of light, amen. He has his own messengers and own ministers that are following him, amen. So we must know tonight that for this prayer and praise I'm speaking about tonight, the Bible says in Matthew 6:24 that no man can serve two masters, for he loves the one and hates the other. No man can serve God and mammon. In other words, she had her masters, the scripture said. Her masters had lost the hope of their gain because she was no longer demonic possessed. This stronghold was pulled down. This stronghold, not only of this woman's life, these masters did not care for this woman, amen. And even underneath the sound of my voice tonight, I know there are many, amen. Some of you have some masters, men that are manipulating, men and women are manipulating you and enslaving you in the demonic servitude, amen, and using you for their gain. But you need to know tonight that in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I command that these strongholds all across the world will come down in the name of Jesus. All across this globe right now, in the name of Jesus Christ, these demonic strongholds are pulled down now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. For prayer and praise, amen, we'll pull down these strongholds tonight as we come together in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible says that he was grieved and turned and said to the Spirit, command thee in the name of Jesus Christ, come out of her. And he came out the same hour. And when her masters saw, verse 19, that the hope of their gains were gone, they caught Paul and Silas and drew them unto the marketplace, unto the rulers. So they brought Paul and Silas and brought them to the magistrates, which is the judge, saying, these men, being Jews, do exceedingly trouble our city. Now, they didn't trouble the city. Yeah, they troubled the city, all right, because they had the word of God. They were ready to turn the city upside down. But these men who had much great gain, now they had no hope of gain. They had lost what was their master. But tonight, you can come to Jesus Christ. For there is only one master, and his name is Jesus. Hallelujah. And you need to know tonight, amen, that the Bible says, amen. And he says, and teach customs, verse 21, which are not lawful for us to receive, neither to observe, being Romans. And the multitude rose up together against them. And the magistrates rent off their clothes. In other words, the judges took off their clothes and commanded to beat them. And when they had laid many stripes upon them, they cast them into prison, charging the jailer to keep them safely. Who, having received such a charge, thrust them into the inner prison and made their feet fast in the stocks. So he had received a charge from the magistrate, the judges, to keep them fast, to not let them go. So receiving that charge, he put them in the inner prison. Tonight, amen, there are many Christians, many believers being put into that inner prison. You need to know tonight, no matter how deep you are on the inside, no matter how, amen, how many the world tried to put you in stocks, no matter how many times, amen, how many they try to put the chains upon you, you need to know tonight that in that jail in Philippi, that they were on the inside, and even though their feet was fast in stocks, and even though they lost their clothes, amen, and even though they had been beat with many stripes, amen, and they were there, and thrown. In other words, they were thrust in. They weren't handled easily. They were thrust in. They were thrown in, put in stocks. You need to know tonight, amen, that no matter how many stocks and how many chains and how many locks that the world puts upon you tonight, the Bible says in verse 25, and at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed. Hallelujah. Tonight you need to know, church, that the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. The effectual fervent prayer, amen, will cause the heavens to stay the rain for 3.5 years. Cause the heavens for the rain to come again. You need to know tonight that when Paul and Silas begin to pray, amen, in the middle of the night, and sang praises unto God, and the prisoners heard them. Oh, they heard, amen, tonight. You need to know something tonight. As you listen to this program, you're going to hear the praise. And you're going to hear the prayer. We've already said the prayer. You're going to hear the prayer and the praise. And when you hear the prayer and the praise, prisoners all across this globe tonight, your door is going to be open. Where you're bound at right now, the door of that prison where you're bound at right now, spiritually right now, is going to be open tonight, because you're going to hear the prayer and the praise in the midst of the darkness, in the midst of the darkest hour tonight. You're going to hear, because the Bible says in Psalms 22 and verse 3, O the Holy One of Israel, thou that inhabits the praises of his people. You need to know tonight that God made that jail his place of habitation. And tonight, amen, everywhere that prayer is going up and praise is going up, the Lord Jesus Christ is making him the habitation. And you need to know that when Jesus Christ comes into that place where you've been being held bound, hallelujah, that every door will be open. The Bible says in John chapter 10, I am the door. Jesus Christ is the door, and that door is being opened tonight. Those of you that are bound, you need to know that the door of heaven is being opened right now by prayer and praise. Right now, by the word of God, you're being set free. Strongholds are being pulled down all across this world. Amen. Even as Sister Green was talking about, the truth divides tonight. It will divide 3 against 2 and 2 against 3. It will divide, amen, their own families. Because, hallelujah, he said, I've come to bring division, because truth, that real truth, will bring division, amen, even among your families. But you need to know tonight, amen, the Bible says, and suddenly there was a great earthquake. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. A great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken, and immediately all the doors were opened, and everyone's bands were loosed. Not only Paul and Silas, but every prisoner was Whatsoever we bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatsoever we loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. There was a woman, amen, hallelujah, she had been bound by Satan in an affirmative bent over for 18 years. Amen. And they believed at that time that no one was to heal on the Sabbath. They considered healing a work that was not to be done on the Sabbath under the law. But that one day, amen, as Jesus was there in the synagogue and touched that woman and laid hands upon her, and she was immediately, she was loose. She had been bound and bent over for 18 years. And I'm talking to all of you, there are many of you in the family, you've been bound by satanic strongholds for years, but right now, even as I'm speaking, you're being set loose by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Women, thou art loose. Men, thou art loose. Children, thou art loose. Amen. Right now, in the name of Jesus Christ, there where you've been bound, right now, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I don't care what's holding you right now. In Jesus' name, I command you to be set free by the power of God. The Lord Jesus Christ, he said, all of our hypocrites, which one of you have not even loosed your own ox in your house? Amen. And get led in the water and listen then on the Sabbath. Here being a daughter of Abraham, is she not willing and able, amen, and worthy to be loosed from this satanic stronghold? Church, tonight, you need not to have any satanic strongholds in your life. Every one of them needs to be pulled down. Every one of your bands need to be loosed. Amen. The Bible says in Isaiah 61 and verse 1, he set the captive free. Church, tonight, there needs to be no one in captivity. The only thing we need to be captive to is the Lord Jesus Christ. The Apostle Paul said, I am his prisoner. We are bound to him tonight. If you want to be bound to something, be bound to Jesus. If you want to be bound tonight, be bound to the Lord Jesus Christ. Prayer and praise will open that. Prayer and praise will open and set you free tonight. Prayer and praise will shake the foundations of your prison. It will shake the very foundations. Today I was talking to a preacher friend of mine, and his son works in a prison here in Georgia. That son was a prisoner, was a preacher at one time, but now he's just a jailer. You need to know tonight that, amen, that the good thing about, amen, that when Jesus come, he come to set the jailer free too. Hallelujah, he come to set the jailer, he came to set the prisoner, he came to set all of you free. He come to bind up the broken heart, and the Bible said, going back there in the keeper of the prison, on awaking out of his sleep, and seeing that the prison door is open, he drew out his sword and would have killed himself, supposing that the prisoners had been fled. But Paul cried with a loud voice, saying, do thyself no harm, for we are all here. The Bible says in Exodus 20:13, thou shalt not kill. He wasn't to commit suicide. He wasn't to take his own life. Jesus Christ had come on that day to save his life. Not only to save his life, but to save his household. Not only to save every one of the prisoners there, not only to set Paul and Silas free, this wasn't a thing just to set them free, but it was to set the filthy in jail free, to set the prisoners free, to those who know that didn't know Jesus. Paul and Silas were free. You have to understand something tonight. They might have been on the Philippian jail, but both of them were free. For who the Son has set free is free. And you have to understand Paul and Silas were already free. Man tried to bind them. But you have to understand. The Bible says in Romans chapter 8, verse 28, all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. This whole thing with the guys, this whole thing started out as a satanic stronghold in a woman that was bound by spirit, by masters who would overrule their life. But as she was set free, they lost their gain. They lost their hope. But you know what? Even those masters have a hope. There's only one hope tonight. His name is Jesus. He's the blessed hope, who's begotten us again to a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And the Bible says, then he called for a light and sprang in and came trembling and fell down before Paul and Silas and brought them out and said, sirs, what must I do to be saved? And they said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved and thy house. Not only when he made that choice, he made it for his household. He made it for his children. He made it for everyone. You know what? Some of you have already made a choice for your children. Many of you have made a choice for your own house. The Bible says in Joshua chapter 24, choose ye this day whom you shall serve. But as for me and my house, we shall serve the Lord. Have you made a choice tonight? for your house is in the Lord Jesus Christ? Have you made that house? Have you made that choice for your children, your grandchildren, those that are far off? And the Bible says, and they spake unto him the word of the Lord, and to all that were in his house. And he took them the same hour of the night, and washed his stripes, and was baptized. And he and all his straightway. It's a quick work, church. Everyone on that night, before that night was over, when they prayed, believers already came and were baptized. Hallelujah. We're baptized. His whole house was baptized straightway. Tonight, you need to know, you can be straightway baptized in the Spirit, straightway baptized in the water. And when he had brought them into his house, he sat meek before them and rejoiced, believing in God with all his house. And when it was day, the magistrate sent the sergeant saying, let these two go. And the keeper of the prison told this saying to Paul, the magistrate has sent to let you go. Now therefore depart and go in peace. In other words, go ahead and go. But Paul said unto them, you've beaten us openly, uncondemned, being Romans, and have cast us into prison. Now do they thrust us out privately? Nay, verily, but let them come themselves and fetch us out. And they put us here, let them come and get us. Church, you need to know tonight, there are many that have put you in the places where you're at tonight, but it's time for them to come and get you. You know why? Because you've been uncondemned. There's no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus. Paul was a Roman citizen, and he had been put in prison. He was against their own law. You need to know tonight that there are many that's against their own law. They've done against you. They bound you. There are some that's keeping you captured in your own homes. But right now, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, you're being set free by the power of the Lord Jesus Christ. All across this globe right now, I ask you right now to get in a Bible-preaching, Bible-believing church that believes and teaches the Lord Jesus Christ, that he is Lord and he is God. Come together with believers. Believe in his name and begin to see the prison doors open, and not only to set the prisoners free, but to set the jailers free, to set everyone free. Tonight, prayer and praise will pull down every stronghold in your life if you just believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. Go ahead, Brother and Sister Green.
Amen. That's a good word, Brother John. Always glad to have you calling in and obeying God with us. And it sure is a joy. I thank God for this here opportunity on Blog Talk Radio. Thank God for Brother Yearwood and whoever showed Brother Yearwood how to do this. I feel like, I used to run around thinking, I'm not doing enough for God, and me and my husband, Clinton, we would think, what are we doing for the Lord? And for the last, I think this is the 19th episode, and that's been well over 4 months now, and God is surely blessing us. We never dreamed. He said, go out into all the world, praise the Lord, preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. And we thought, how could we ever do that? We don't have money to literally go into the lands that this radio broadcast is reaching out into, and many of people that's able to listen. And I sure thank God for this opportunity. And in the days that Jesus walked this earth, I was thinking about this today, how it was a 3 days journey for them to go into Jerusalem or go into where Jesus was when he was 12 years old, talking to the lawyers and the educated men there, and how they marveled and about how Jesus basically was teaching them, but I was thinking of their journey, how it took them a long time to get wherever they needed to go, and it took them 3 days, and Mary and Joseph realized that Jesus wasn't with them and had to go back and to get Jesus. And how every Friday night we can just look forward to at 10 p.m. Eastern time to come on Blog Talk Radio and it go across the world. And we can not even have to leave our home and not even have to get in the car and use up any gas. The gasoline here is like $3.99 a gallon, and how it costs very much, and how this here opportunity that we have costs just very little. And I thank God for this. He's going to make a way. He said his word would not return void. And he made a way, thank God. And we're talking about tonight tearing down, breaking down strongholds. that the enemy has on people. And if you want to call in tonight, it's 347-989-8862. Again, it is 347-989-8862. Please call in. Give us prayer requests if you like. He is risen38@aol.com. If you want to reach us by email, again, it's heisrisen38@aol.com. And I'm going to see here if I can get you all a song going. Praise God.
As I'm kneeling in the dark, in the middle of the night, I'm praying for assurance that the earth will be hard. Lord, I see another valley that's out in front of me. I'm afraid I won't be able, and I'm put down in defeat. But he said, I walk on the water, and I calm the raging sea. I spoke to the wind, it hushed and gave me peace. Didn't I run to your rescue? Didn't I hear you when you called? I walk right beside you.
You can reach him at jeremiahyocum.com. Yocum is Y-O-C-O-M. And I want to turn in more prayer requests. Patricia Parnon says, pray for her brother, her grandson, and her cousin and granddaughter. Christina King said still needs to sell her house in Michigan. Keith and Carla Locke said, please pray for her sister Becky and her entire family. Bonnie Burke said, Joanna, please remember lost loved ones. So we're praying for all these prayer requests at the end of the broadcast. We are on till 12 tonight. praise God, a few weeks ago we decided, we prayed, and the Lord definitely let us know we needed to go for 2 hours. And so we thank the Lord for that, and He has made provision, and we thank Him. At this time, we're going to have Rachel come in, and she's going to read her scripture.
For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God, the pulling down the strongholds, casting down imitations and very high imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself, bringing into captivity
every thought
to the obedience of Christ.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Right now we're going to have 706-975 come in and tell us who you are and obey God.
Sister Green is Frieda Litchfield from Thomaston, Georgia. Can I make a quick announcement? I know Brother John ain't going to like me doing this, but today is him and Sister Debbie's 31st anniversary. And
oh,
I want to say
God.
Congratulations on the 31 years.
Amen.
Yes.
Praise the Lord, Brother John. And his precious wife, happy anniversary. Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
And, you know, we played Brother Jeremiah Yoakum's songs on here, and today is him and Sister Lana Yoakum. So Jeremiah Yoakum and Sister Lana Yoakum, today is their 10-year anniversary. So, Brother John, happy anniversary to you, brother. And thank you, Sister Frieda. Do you have a scripture you'd like to read, sis, for...
I don't, but I got a prayer request, if I can give that out. We got a family in the church, but everything is, it worked out fine, and they're where they need to be. Brother John knows what the circumstances was, but the devil had been fighting his family, and it just came to a grinding halt. But the Lord told me to do something, and I obeyed what He told me to do. And so the family is staying with me, and everything is fell in place. So I thank the Lord. He's using me to do what He wants me to do through His will, not mine. And I praise the Lord for everything He's doing in Thomaston and our church, too.
Amen. Amen.
Yes.
Praise God. I want to turn in some prayer requests also with Sister Frieda. Pray for Betty and Stephanie, two young ladies we know. They're precious. Bob and Clara Hicks, pray for them. Brent and Matthew, two young men, two little boys that we know. Ova Lee, Tally, pray for her. Melanie, pray for her. She's 3 years old. She has protein in her urine. She's spilling the protein. So, God, we need Him to move on that. Kay Hurd has leukemia. And pray for her as well. And at this time, we're going to have Brother Yearwood come in and say something for the Lord and just obey God. And, you know, I don't know if I told you that we are coming to you live from Springboro, Ohio, and we are so blessed to have the Yearwood family with us tonight here live, and Brother Timothy Dockery also, and Sister Betty and Brother Lloyd. We want you to go ahead and obey God.
Praise the Lord. It's good to be able to come back once again into your homes that you're at, just to lift up the name of Jesus. And we like to say that we have a broadcast comes on here on Tuesday nights from 6 until 8. So we'd like for you to tune in and join in with us there, just worship the Lord in the spirit and truth. And I want to read a few verses here, starting in 1 Samuel 23 and verse 14. For David abode in the wilderness in strongholds and remained in a mountain in the wilderness of Sibba, how do you pronounce that name? And Saul thought sought him every day, but God delivered him not into his hands. You know, praise God, Saul, here he was a search, and he was a searching, in other words, he was finding David, and he was going to kill him. You know, he was going to bind him. But, you know, praise God, let's look into verse 19 there. It said, then came up the Shavites to Saul to Gibeah, saying, did not David hide himself with us in strongholds in the wood, in the hill of Asherah, which is on the south of Jeshurun? And you know, praise God, let's look on down into, let's see here, 29. And David went up from thence and he dwelt in stone holes at Enkidah, or however you pronounce that name. But anyway, you know, praise God, God here, he did not deliver David into the king's hand. You know, the old king, he was wanting to destroy David, but praise God, he went on. And, you know, praise God, I thank God tonight that God is still doing the same thing for us tonight, praise God. The devil is out to kill and to steal and to destroy, but thank God. Let's look into the verse, into the 24th chapter, let's see here, in verse 1. And it came to pass when Saul was returned from following the Philistines, that it was told him, saying, behold, David in the wilderness of Enkidah. You know, praise God, praise the Lord, hallelujah. Let's look on down. It says, then Saul took 3,000 clothed, chosen men out of all Israel, and went to seek David and his men upon the rock of the wild goats. And he came to the sheepcotes by the way, where were a cave, and Saul was in to cover his feet, and David and his men remained in the sides of the cave. And the man of David said unto him, behold, the day of which the Lord said unto thee, behold, I will deliver thy enemy unto thy hands, that thou mayest do to him as it shall seem good unto thee. Then David awoke and cut off the skirt of Saul's robe privately. You know, praise God, we can think here just for a minute about Saul here. He was seeking David. He was going to bind David. He was going to do whatever he wanted to do to him. But praise God, God didn't see it that way. And God has not seen it that way today for his people. He will deliver his people out of the hands of the enemy if we will only just stay and affirm and stand on the word of God and still believe what God's word said. The strongholds we're talking about, tearing them down, pulling down the strongholds that Satan has tried to put upon us. But praise God, we can see that it didn't work for Saul, and it didn't work for the enemy. Praise God, but we can see there, praise God, that David cut off the tail of his jacket there. In other words, he took, and David could have killed Saul, but you know what? Saul was anointed of God, had the anointing of God upon him, and David said, "I'll not touch the anointing of my Lord," and praise God, he didn't, but he showed Saul what he could have done. He showed Saul that he got close enough to him, that he cut a chunk out of his skirt. And you know, praise God, God is still doing that same thing today. He's still letting us get close enough to the devil, praise God, that he cannot do anything to us. He would like to, but he cannot do it. Look right here on down into verse 5. It said, "And it came to pass afterwards that David's heart smote him because he had cut off Saul's shirt. And he said unto his men, 'The Lord forbid that I should do this thing unto my master, the Lord's anointing, to stretch forth my hand against him, seeing he it is the anointing of the Lord.'" Hallelujah. You know, praise God, the Bible teaches us to touch not the anointing, do that prophet no harm. And praise God, that's what David here, he knows that he couldn't do no harm to Saul because he had God's anointing upon him. And you know, I praise God today, we look around us, we can see the anointing of God, and God's anointing will take care of us. It will lead us, and it will guide us, and it will teach us into all the truth. I'm so thankful tonight that I know that I know. I praise God that God has given us a special anointing to tear down the strongholds of Satan. Don't matter what the devil tries to do, God is still on the throne. God is still, Brother Green, has got the power, hallelujah, to take care of the things that would rise up, that would come against us. I praise God. I'm so thankful tonight that I know that I know that the anointing of God will stand with us. I praise God. As long as we hang in there and believe what God says and keep binding the powers of the devil, He is bound. The Bible teaches us whatever we bind on earth will be bound in heaven. Whatever we loosen on earth will be loosened in heaven. And I tell you, it's time that God's children start binding together and breaking down the strongholds that is coming against us. It's time that we look up and hold our heads up highly and say, Lord, the devil is a liar and a father of it. And he ain't got no strength, no more than we'll let him have. I praise God tonight that he told us that. I praise God. We look into the seventh verse there. And it said, so David stayed his servants with these words and suffered him not to be raised against Saul. But Saul rose up out of the cave and went on his way. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. You see, Saul raised up and he went on his way because he knew that he had done been conquered. He knew that David, whenever David showed him the clipping that he took out of his skirt, he knew that the David could have took his life, but he didn't. And you know, I can imagine Saul standing there then, looking and saying, the Bible don't say it, but I can just imagine. He's probably said, David, you could have took my life. You was that close to me, and I didn't even know it. But praise God, I'm glad tonight that I know that God said for us to go forth and tear down the strongholds. That tells us over there in 1 Corinthians first to tear down the strongholds, to pull them down. Praise God, it's time that we reach up. I preached a message several years ago on this line. I reach up and get a hold of the stronghold that the devil is trying to pull over you and pull it down. Hallelujah. Because God's word tells us to pull down the strongholds. Hallelujah. Let's look into the, praise God, I believe the seventh verse. So David stayed his servants with these words and suffered them not to rise against Saul. You see, he was telling them there, he said, don't you rise against Saul. Praise God. Praise God. But I tell you what, they didn't. But Saul rose up out of the cave and went on his way. Hallelujah. Praise God. Then it says, David also rose afterwards and went out of the cave and cried after Saul, saying, my Lord the king. And when Saul looked behind him, David stooped with his face to the earth and bowed himself. And David said to Saul, wherefore hearest thou men words, saying, behold, David seeketh thy hurt. Behold, this day thy eyes have seen how that the Lord have delivered thee today into thine hands in the cave, and some bade me kill thee out thine eyes, but thine eyes spared thee, and I said, I will not put forth thy hands against my Lord, for he is the Lord's anointed. Hallelujah. You know, praise God. He did not, David did not put his hands against the anointing of God. Hallelujah. He did not touch the anointing of God, but he could have. He went and got close enough that he cut a chunk out of his garment. But you know, praise God, David still honored the Lord. Let's go on into verse 11. It says, moreover, my father, seeing yet see the skirt of thy robe is in my hand, for in that I cut off the skirt of the robe and killed thee not, knoweth that thee how, say knoweth how, know thou, and see that there is neither evil nor transgression in thine hand, and I have not sinned against thee, yet thou huntest my soul to take it. You know, praise God. David told him there, he said, I've not sinned against thee, and I'm not trespassed against thee, but you still, sought my soul to take it. But you know, praise God, let's look on down here. The Lord judges between me and thee, and the Lord offends me of thee, but mine hands shall not be upon thee. You know, praise God. David said, my hands will not be upon thee. Praise God. God paid the debt for him. God took care of him. God delivered him. And he pulled down the stronghold right there. You know, praise God. You and I can pull down the stronghold tonight whenever the devil rises up against us and tries to destroy us. But praise God, we can stand and we can be as God would have us to be. Hallelujah. I thank God tonight that we have the power that we can tear down the strongholds. We can look and know that beyond every shadow of a doubt that God is with us. Hallelujah. Let's look into verse 13. And he said the proverb of the ancients, weakness proceeds from the wicked, but mine hands shall not be upon thee. Hallelujah. You know, praise God, David's hands shall not be upon thee. He wasn't going to touch of the anointing of God. And that's the way that we are today. We need to know, praise God, that we're not going to touch the anointing of God. But we're going to do what God would have us do. We're going to stand and confess that the Lord Jesus Christ will tear down the strongholds. Let's look into verse 14. It says, after whom is the king of Israel come out? After whom doth thou resist, pursue after a dead dog, after a flea? Praise God. Hallelujah. You know, praise God. Hallelujah. I done lost my place. 15. The Lord, therefore, be judge and judge between me and thee, and see and plead my cause, and deliver me out of thine hands. Hallelujah. You know, praise God. David is saying here, the Lord is going to plead my cause. He's going to deliver me out of your hand, Saul. And that's the way God will do us today. My friend, God will honor his children. God will deliver us out of his hand. Hallelujah. Out of the devil's hands. And I want us to look into 16. And it came to pass when David had made an end of speaking this word unto Saul, that Saul said, is this thy voice, my son David? And Saul lifted up his voice and wept. Hallelujah. You see, Saul was trying his best to destroy David, but praise God, he realized that he couldn't do it because David was going to be anointed. He was going to be the next king. Hallelujah. And that's what today God is trying to tell us. Hallelujah. We can be the King of Kings in the Lord's eyes tonight if we will just hold on to him. And look right here in verse 17. It says, and he said to David, thou art more righteous than I, for thou have rewarded me good, whereas I have rewarded the evil. You know, Saul there, he knows that he had done David wrong, and he's confessing right there. Oh, praise God, you've done me good, and you rewarded me good, and where I have rewarded you evil. And let's look into verse 18. And thou hast showed this day how that thou hast dealt with as well with me, for as much as when the Lord have delivered me unto thy hands, and thou killedest me not. Hallelujah. You know, praise God, Saul realized there that the Lord had delivered him right into David's hands. But David did not hurt him. David did not kill him because David known and seen the anointing of God upon Saul. My friend, and that's what God is doing today. Hallelujah. He's not letting the devil destroy us because he would love to, but he can't do it. Let's look into verse 19. It says, for if a man find his enemy well, will he let him go well away? Wherefore the Lord rewarded thee good, for that thou have done unto me this day. Hallelujah. You know, praise God. Hallelujah. And now, behold, I know well that thou shalt surely be king, and that the kingdom of Israel shall be established in thine hands. Praise God. Hallelujah. You know, he knew that David was going to be the king because God had delivered him right into David's hands. But David did not take his life. My friend, that's what God is doing today. He's letting us pull down the strongholds. He's taking care of us if we'll just hold on. If we'll just hold our heads up high and just still praise the Lord, still goes on. The devil is a liar and the father of
that's
it.
Right. Thank
it's
you,
time
Jesus.
That we take a strong hold and get a hold of ourselves and tear down the strongholds of Satan, that he has risen up, that he's trying his best to destroy us. But praise God, God has got his hands upon us, and he will see us through. We can walk this faith, and we can walk through it by faith. Hallelujah. I praise God tonight for this opportunity to obey the Lord. I praise God for each and every one that has come this way to listen to us and to be on here with us. I just pray for us until you hear us again. God bless you. We appreciate this, Brother Green, Sister Green, for the opportunity.
Praise God. It's a good word again. Praise the Lord for Brother Yearwood. And we've got some more prayer requests here. Actually, I have a praise report. Rick Coger says a prayer that was prayed about has been answered for him, and he thanks the Lord for that. Sarah Littrell has a special prayer request she wants to, us to pray about, and unspoken. Billie Jean Neal, she is asking for her mother-in-law, Virgie, to sell their home in Germantown, and pray for that. Megan Lawson says, please pray for her. She needs God to move in a situation in her life right now. Michelle Wright says, pray for her pastor, Brother Dave Bowling. He's been in the hospital. He's had 3 strokes. And let's all remember that in prayer toward the end of the broadcast. We're going to pray over every one of these. Praise the Lord. And at this time, we're going to have Brother Timothy Dockery give us a song. Praise the Lord. And he's with us live here in Springboro. Brother Timothy.
When Joshua and Caleb went to view the promised land, they saw the graves were plentiful. They followed God's command. There was milk and honey flowing, and the Lord was on their side. God told them to walk along the farther, and Canaan land is just inside. God told me to walk along the farther, and Canaan land is just inside. He told me to keep on pressing, don't ever to the left or the right. There's a cloud by day that guides you, and a pillar of fire by night. God told me to walk along the farther, and Canaan land is just inside. I'm going to the camp of the enemy and take what belongs to me. I'm pulling down strongholds and the enemy has to flee. Well, God said he'd go before me. Everything will be alright. God told me to walk a little farther and Canaan land is just inside. God told me to walk a little farther and Canaan land is just inside. He told me to keep on pressing. Don't wait to the left. God told me to walk a little farther, Canaan land is just inside. God told me to walk a little farther, Canaan land is just inside. He told me to keep on pressing, don't waver to the left or the right. There's a cloud by day that guides you, and a pillar of fire by night. God told me to walk a little farther, Canaan land is just inside. God told me to walk a little farther. God told me to walk a little farther. God told me to walk a little farther. Canaan land is just inside.
God. Hallelujah. We can sure feel the anointing here in this house. Hallelujah. You know, I was thinking here, I've got some scripture here that I want to share with y'all. In Luke 15, verse 10, likewise I say unto you, Jesus is talking here to them in the parable, praise the Lord. He said, likewise I say unto you, there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner that repenteth. We're talking about tonight tearing down the strongholds, as Brother Timothy just got through singing to you about. Hallelujah. And Brother John and Sister Frida and Brother Yearwood has been talking about all night. We've been talking about tearing down strongholds. Hallelujah. All these prayer requests, people asking over the internet for a prayer request over children, over parents, over lost loved ones. We're talking about tearing down some strongholds. And verse 11 said, and he said, a certain man had two sons, and the younger of them said unto his father, Father, give me a portion of the goods that falleth to me. And he divided unto them his living. And not many days after, the younger son gathered all together and took his journey into a far country, and there wasted his substance with riotous living. And when he had spent all, there arose a mighty famine in that land, and he began to be in want. And he went and joined himself to a citizen of that country, and he sent him into his fields to feed swine. And he would fain have filled his belly with the husk that the swine did eat, and no man gave unto him. And when he came to himself, he said, how many hired servants of my father's have bread enough to spare, and I perish with hunger. I will arise and go to my father, and will say unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before thee, and am no more worthy to be called thy son. Make me as one of thy hired servants. And he arose and came to his father. But when he was yet a great way off, his father saw him and had compassion and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. And the son said unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and in thy sight, and am no more worthy to be called thy son. But the father said unto his servant, bring forth the best robe and put it on him, and put a ring on his hand, and shoes on his feet, and bring hither the fatted calf, and kill it, and let us eat and be merry. For this my son was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found, and they begin to be merry. Praise God. And you know, I want to stop right there. You notice here the son took off and he left his father's house. And you know, the strongholds begin to take a hold of him. The famine came about, and he had to go in to eat with the swine. And you know, the strongholds kept getting stronger and stronger. And you know, he came to his senses. The Bible said, I need to go back to my father's house. And the Bible says that he repented. Praise the Lord, but he repented, and he went back thinking that he was going to be just one of the hired servants. Praise God, but you know the Father accepted him back as his son. And I'm talking to you tonight. If you've strayed away from God's house and the clutches of sin got a hold of you, and the strongholds of the devil just clutched around your ankles and took you out further than you wanted to go and kept you longer than you wanted to stay, and if you're under the sound of my voice tonight, and the strongholds of Satan has got a hold of you, all you have to do is come back to the Father's house and repent of your sins, and God will surely forgive you. Hallelujah. And your feet will be loosened, like Brother John was talking about. Your hands will be loosened, and the Spirit of God will come upon you and set you free, my friend. I love you tonight. I'm telling you the truth. Hallelujah. How to tear down the strongholds. Praise God. Hallelujah. It's just like the woman that lost the same chapter, praise God. She had lost a piece of silver, and she lost that peace, and she called for her neighbors. She called for people all around her to come help her find that peace. And when she found that peace, she rejoiced. She said, "Rejoice with me, for I have found that peace which I had lost." Praise God. If you lost something tonight, if you lost a child to sin, if you lost a loved one to sin, pray that the strongholds will be broken down. Hallelujah. The one asked, they asked Jesus, how come this, we couldn't cast them out? How come we couldn't do it? Jesus said, these kind goes by fasting and praying. We got to pray tonight, church. Amen. Praise the Lord. God is not Santa Claus. He, praise God, he don't just give us Cadillacs and five fine houses and send me your money for the Holy Ghost. It's not for sale. There's a price to pay, and that's a good way of clean living.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise God. God is so merciful. He's good to us. Ezekiel 18:27 says, again, when the wicked man turneth away from his wickedness, he hath committed. Let's start over again. Ezekiel 18:27. See, I believe in, if we mess up, just start all over. We're just human here, praise God. Ezekiel 18:27, again, when the wicked man turneth away from his wickedness that he hath committed, and doeth that which is lawful and right, he shall save his soul alive. So when we stop sinning, praise God, we're tearing down strongholds of the enemy. Nahum 3:12 says, all thy strongholds shall be like fig trees with the first ripe figs. If they be shaken, they shall even fall into the mouth of the eater. Praise the Lord. All, if you obey God, it's going to, the strongholds of the enemy is just going to fall. Fall to the ground. Just fall away. Be shaken off. Praise God.
Amen.
All we got to do is live holiness. For the weapons, I believe Rachel read this one, 2 Corinthians 10:4. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Hallelujah.
Amen.
1 Corinthians 15:55 says, O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? Praise the Lord. It's not finished at the grave. If we go by the grave, And you've lost a loved one, and that person was saved, there's victory, praise God.
Yes.
Jesus already defeated that at Calvary. And he arose on the third day, praise God, taking back the keys to death and hell. Praise the Lord. God is so good. I tell you tonight, my friend, there is strength in numbers. One can send 1,000 to flight. Two can send 10,000 to flight. Praise the Lord. Last time I looked, the number was almost 36,000 people listening to this Blog Talk Radio. If we bind together, us that are Christians, praise God, and we bind together and we pray for each other's lost loved ones, God's going to begin to move and deal with them. We ask the Lord to send the remembrance of those that are backslidden, that they'll remember the times that they went to church and that they prayed and how all the blessings and all the benefits of God was upon them. And if you're not saved tonight, we give you an invitation right now to pray and to give your heart to God.
Yes.
If you're listening right now, I want you to bow your head. And you know, you could take this for what, however you want it. And it's up to you, praise God. Once you pray and repent, you're to confess with your mouth that Jesus has saved you and that he is your Lord and that completes your salvation. But it's up to you to walk the life. It's up to you to talk the talk and walk the walk. It's up to you to live clean living, and that tears down every stronghold that the enemy would have that would try, even if you're on your deathbed. All hope is gone. I can tell you, my friend, that there's hope in Jesus. that if you go on to be absent from this body is to be present with the Lord, and you still got victory in Jesus. Praise God. If you've lost a loved one to cancer, if you've lost a loved one to diabetes, or if you've lost a loved one, period, to anything, and they were saved, I'm telling you, they did not lose. Praise God. They didn't lose the battle. They won the battle. They're on the other side. Now we got to make it. And if you just pray with me right now, if you're backslidden or you're lost, I want you to pray. Lord, in the name of Jesus, God, I want you to save my soul. Forgive me of my sins. Lord, come into my heart and be my God. And I will be your child. And I will serve you all the days of my life with clean, righteous, godly living. And I'll do my best to please you, Lord. And if I fall, I have an advocate with the Father, and that's you, Jesus, to forgive me all my sins of what you've done at Calvary. I've accepted that. And I will tell everybody when the door opens about you, Jesus, for saving me. In the precious holy name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Amen. Now, it's up to you what you're going to do with it. It's up to you. Go tell somebody that God saved you. And you remember this date, June the 7th, 2013. At this time, praise God, at 11:16 p.m. Eastern Time. And when someone asks you, did you get saved? And you can tell them where, and you can tell them what day. Praise the Lord that you got saved. And every time you tell someone that you got saved, that the Lord Jesus Christ is your Savior, you are tearing down strongholds in your life. And I praise the Lord. Thank you for listening. And at this time, we're gonna have another song. And I think at this time it's appropriate for what was just said. Hallelujah.
Put on the new. I laid off the old coat and put on. the Holy Ghost too.
God, that's the prayer we just prayed right before the song. And now there's a change that takes place. You don't do the things that you used to do in sin, and you just don't go to the places that you used to go. You don't talk the same. Praise God. You let God just lead you and direct you, and you get into your word, King James Version Bible, and you begin to obey God, and you just watch things. Just it's just like the chains Brother John was talking about will fall off, and God will set you free. Hallelujah. And I see a caller here, 706-847. Come in and obey God. Tell us who you are.
Yes, hello, sis. This is Evangelist Nick Sargent coming out of Georgia, Villanelle, Georgia.
Praise God, Brother Nick. Tonight's subject is tearing down the strongholds or pulling down the strongholds, and you just come in there and you obey God, brother.
Well, I like to say it's good. God is good all the time. God is good, and I'm outside. I come outside here to come out here on this radio station and to make a fire, to build a fire, sis. And I believe the Holy Ghost can build a fire where the devil himself will go in the phone booth and have to call 911. And, you know, and that's what we need. The church needs a fire.
Yeah.
Amen. And the Holy Ghost fire to be set upon the people. We need to move. This world's coming to an end. And if we're going to make it in, we got to work we got to do. And I really believe in my heart, just like Noah's day, you know, he prepared an ark. And we ain't preparing no ark, but we're preparing the temple of God. And as he was building that ark, praise God, we need to be building this temple of God to be prepared to meet the Lord. And sure, people may think we're funny, and sure, people may think we're crazy, but they did Noah. They laughed at Noah. You know, it never rained on the earth, and I'm sure they laughed at him. But you read in the Bible, he went over 100-some years to prepare that ark. And, you know, and that's our job, amen, on this earth, is to prepare the temple of God and to help prepare the people of this world to meet the Lord. And, you know, them people may have laughed at Noah, but when God said that I'm going to shut a door and no man can open, sis, and then there's going to come a day, that door, amen, no man can open, and it's going to be the rapture of the church, and we're out of here. But, you know, people laughed at Noah. But when it rained on that earth, they wasn't laughing no more. See, we're living in those days where people's heart is getting harder and calloused over. They've lost their first love. They've lost their first love. They have no desire to do the things of God. I tell people all the time, if you love something, you don't care to do it. If I love to play sports or hunt, it's no problem for me to go do it. But why is it a problem to serve God? He set me free. The blood of the Lamb, I'm set free. He's prepared a heaven for me. excuse me. I can't even say his name without being ashamed, and read my Bible and study to show ourselves approved, and go to church and to lift up Jesus. Amen. I feel like Peter and John, when they went up to the Gate of Beautiful, and they saw that lame man, sis. He laid there sick as his mother's womb. You know, he laid there sick begging. begging for alms. And I got to reading that scripture, and he was begging for something that wouldn't have helped him anyways. Money wouldn't have helped that man. You know, he was begging for something, and the world's begging for something, and it ain't going to help them. It's going to have to take Jesus. And Peter and John said, look upon us. And they said, silver and gold have I none. I might not drive the nicest cars. I don't want to anyways. What I've got is because of God, praise God. You know, but silver and gold, I have none here, sis. I'm not a rich man. I don't have a lot of money. I don't claim to wear the best of clothes. Amen. But I praise God that God don't look at none of that anyways. But Peter and John said, silver and gold have I none. But what I have, I give unto you. It's time, sis, that we give unto this world, amen, life eternal, amen, peace and love, amen, we can give that to the people, amen, rise. We have to get up and rise. He told that man to rise. It's time for us to rise up and take Jesus for what he says. That word of God, I tell people all the time, when you read that word of God and you know it, you hold accountable for it. When you know to do something and you don't do it, it is a sin. So if you know to do the word of God and you don't do it, it's a sin. Amen. God knows what we're doing down here. But silver and gold have I none. But what I have is Jesus. Jesus will work every time. Jesus will work every time. Amen. I don't claim to be nothing but of God. I'm a child of God. If we say the Baptist Pentecostal, hey, listen, my Bible says he's coming after a church who has made themselves ready. He ain't coming after no building. He ain't coming after no titles, no preacher, no pastors, no whatever title people may have. He's coming after a people, amen, that know him and has had a relationship with him, and he knows who he's coming back to get and to receive us as of who ourselves unto him. It's time that we rise up. You know, like the story about the 99 and the 1. I got a message on that last Wednesday. How important is it? Well, he left the 99 to go get the 1, sis. But
yeah.
God, it's time, amen, that we get outside of ourselves and go, I was that 1. You was that 1. Amen. Jesus looked upon me, saved me by his blood upon the cross. 2,000 years ago, before I was yet sinner, Christ died. Christ died for me 2,000 years ago. I was a sinner. I can sit here and say that I love Jesus because he first loved me.
Yeah.
And I love the joy and love and peace that he's got in my heart because he loved me first. That's the reason why I can preach the gospel. That's the reason why, amen, that I can go out here in this lost world and say that Jesus loves you because he first loved me.
Yes, amen.
He first loved us, sis. He first loved me and died for me upon that. Me, a drug addict, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten. For God so loved the world, I was a drug addict. For God so loved the world, I drugged. For God so loved the world, I was in the world. But praise God, there is a way out. There is a way out. Amen. And that is through Christ Jesus. It's only by the blood of Jesus, by nothing else. I don't care what anybody else says. If you're not covered in the blood, amen, he's going to go on by. He's going to go on by. But praise God, covered in the blood, sis. I love the Lord. I love the anointing of God. I love the word of God. I love to pray. And the problem for me to pray and read his word, study, amen, get that on the inside of you, and it starts doing something. It's a change in your life. Praise God. We're clean through the word of God. Amen. That's what makes us clean is that word of God. That's God's job. He likes to clean us up. Amen. We're not perfect, but I know who we serve is. And if we served a perfect God, if we was perfect, we wouldn't need a perfect God. But praise God, I thank God for his mercy and for his grace. Amen. Paul said in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 10, I am what I am by the grace of God. By the grace of God, I am what I am, sis. By the grace of God, by a man on the cross, shed his blood. I am who I am. I am redeemed, set free from Satan. Amen. I used to be blind. It reminds me of a story there, and I believe it's the book of John, where a man was blind, and the disciples said, why is this man blind for? Is it because his mom and dad sinned? And Jesus made clay. He spit on the ground there and made clay and put it on his eyes and told him, go wash. And then all the people saw it, and they said, who done this? Who done this? And they didn't believe him. And they said, well, let's get his mom and dad. And his mom and dad said, he's of age. You know, they were scared. And this was me. She said, I don't know who it was. He said, I'm not seeing him. I don't know who he was. But all I know, praise God, is I was blind, but now I see. Sis, all I know is I was blind, but now I can see through God. Through Jesus Christ, I can see. Praise God, the faith. I can see God. I was blind at one time, but now I see you. I might have not seen Jesus die upon the cross. I might have not seen the disciples, but praise God, by faith, I believe, amen, that he is real because of the change that he has in my life. And just like there's anybody out there that feels like they're a little dead in the spirit, like Lazarus, Jesus said, move the stone. If you got any, if there's a stone in front of you here and now, I pray to you that you'll just move that stone. That's all Jesus said. Move the stone. I don't care that he stinketh. I don't care if he's dead. Just move the stone, praise God. Move the stone out of your life. Amen. And Jesus can speak life. You know, Jesus knows us by name. He called him Lazarus, come forth. I praise God, amen, that when he called me by my name. He knows my name. I've been handpicked by God to preach his word. He knows my name, sis, through Lazarus' name. Amen. He said, move the stone. He said, Lazarus, come forth. I am the resurrection. I am the resurrection of life. Praise God. If you're dead here tonight, if you listen to my voice, move the stone away. Amen. Let Jesus speak to you, and you come to life. Amen. We need life, sis. That life more abundant. That's what Jesus. You can't buy it. You can't buy the joy. Peter said it was joy unspeakable and full of glory. Amen. I can't speak of it. You can just have to see me. Praise God, I know you're probably in Tennessee or I don't know where you're at, but through the Spirit, you can feel what I'm saying. Through the Holy Ghost power, there's no distance, praise God, in the Holy Ghost. It can move anywhere, praise God. The Holy Ghost will move anywhere if we just believe, sis. We only believe. Amen. Move the stone away. Move the stone away. Amen. And have life. And have that life more abundant. You can go to 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 4. Paul says, it wasn't my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom. Now, we all know that man's wisdom is very enticing. Amen. It grabs people. Man's wisdom will. But it says that my speech and my preaching wasn't with enticing words of man's wisdom, but through the demonstration of the Spirit and of the power of God. This time says that we demonstrated our God through the Spirit and of the power of God. Amen. Not the flesh, not the wisdom of this world. But my Bible says if you like wisdom, to ask. Amen. Ask God. And what better person to ask than God for direction, for anything? My Bible says that we must deny ourselves. Amen. This flesh. If God's not number one in your life, he's number two, amen. And God can't work, he's number two. We have to know who we are, amen. And get ourselves out of the way, amen. And pick up our cross. I can't pick up yours, you can't pick up mine. I can't pick up my work, and my preaching, the things I'm supposed to do for God. And I'm supposed to carry that cross, amen, daily, every day. It's an everyday walk, sis. I'm not perfect. I'm not perfect, but it's every day. Paul said, I die daily, praise God. Amen. It's an everyday walk with the Lord. We have to carry our cross. No matter what people say, no matter if they say I'm not a preacher, or oh, I can't do this, or I can't do that, I got to pick up my cross and follow him. Follow him, not man. by him. Jesus made that sacrifice. That way we could go back to God. We had no way to God until a spotless lamb, amen, without spot or blemish, wore his stripes upon his back, got spit upon, was bruised, amen, hit, spit upon, and carried his cross. When we sign up for Jesus, we sign up to death, sis. Amen. When you come and you accept Jesus, we have to carry it until death. Amen. It's a daily walk with Christ. It is a daily walk. I've never read anywhere where it says to give up. Paul said to run the race. Amen. He didn't say to sit down. We got to run it, sis. We can't give up. No matter if the devil puts things in our way, amen, we may fall down. We may get our ankles hurt or our elbows bruised, but we got to get right back up, amen, and put our eyes on the prize, glory to God. And we got to have our eyes on the prize, glory. Amen. We got to run our race. I can't run yours. You can't run mine. Judgment Day, you can't stand for me. I can't stand for you. Amen. It's our own fault. If anyone's listening here tonight, amen, it's your own fault. And I don't care what anybody has said. We know the Word of God. Just like Noah, he preached it for over 100 years. If you've heard the Word of God, you're all accountable for what you know. And it's time for us to do what we're been told to do. Amen. On the front line, sis, with the armor of God. See the armor of God. You just can see the armor of God. But see, the devil can too. He knows who's wearing the armor of God. He knows when it comes to me and I'm wearing the armor of God, he knows he's got a bad day. Praise God. And if I leave my helmet of salvation at the house, he knows he's in my head. But we have to put on the armor of God. That's like a police officer going to work without a gun. Praise God, or a bulletproof vest. We need to protect our heart, our mind, amen, and run this race and not give up. Just like Peter, when he got out of the boat, he looked back. This is my own interpretation. Why would a man get out of a storm to walk in a storm? Why would he get out of a boat that was protection to get out in a storm? Church, I'm here to tell you tonight, he saw Jesus. And he said, bid me to come, Lord. He knew if he could get to Jesus, it'd be all right. He said, come. We got to learn to listen. We got to learn to listen to that still small voice. If Peter would have got out of that boat by himself, he probably would have sunk to begin with. But when Jesus said, come, he came. He walked on the water. But even though Peter fell, Jesus picked him up. Yes, we may fall, but Jesus is there to pick us up. And all Peter said was, Lord, help me. And he pulled him up. And even though he fell in the storm, he carried him back through the storm. Then when they got in the boat, he ceased the storm. I'm glad that my God don't leave us in the storm, sis. Even though we may fall sometimes, God still delivers us from the storms. Instead of telling people how big our storms are in our life, let's start telling people how big our God is.
Yes,
how big is our God that delivers us out of storms? You know, Matthew 7:24 says, therefore, who heareth my sayings and doeth them, it does not hear something if we're not going to do it. We got to do it, church. It's his word. Therefore, who heareth my sayings and doeth them, he's going to show you. I'm going to look upon him a wise man who built his house on a rock. And when the rains come and the winds blew and the floods came and beat up against that house, this house, the temple of God, amen, it's this house. It said it stood because it was founded upon a rock. Amen. I'm here to tell you tonight, the storms determine on how you're building your house.
Yeah.
Amen. If the storm is blowing down your house, check your foundation. Check where you're standing. Are you standing on the world's promises? Are you standing upon the government? Or are you standing on that solid rock? Amen. That solid rock that will never fail you. Amen. The solid rock. The way when the winds come and beat up against this house, we can stand. Paul says to stand. Do all to stand. And he says again, therefore stand again. Just when we've done all that we think we've done, and the devil's attacked us all day long, stand. Stand upon the word of God. My healing is in the word, praise God. My deliverance is in the word. I'm set free by the chain from the devil by the word. We stand, amen, on the word of God. Stand, therefore, stand again. Stand upon the word of God. Amen. It won't fail you. This world will fail you. Our government will fail us. Amen. That great thing we love in this world, sis, that they're the ones that will fail us. But I praise God that we serve a God. Oh, hallelujah. We serve a God, amen, that won't fail us, sis. He won't fail us. But you know what? He'll do better than that. He said, I'll go all the way, even to the end. When we take our last breath, when we take our last breath in this life, Jesus is there. Praise God. They may take everything away from me. Silver and gold have I none. They may take everything away, but they can't take my Jesus. Only they can't take my Jesus. Amen. He has the final say so. Praise God. They can't take my Jesus. Paul said, I was persuaded that nothing. Are we persuaded here tonight? Have we made up our mind? That's what he was talking about. Paul had a made up mind. Since we can have a made up mind. Amen. We can know for sure, amen, that we're serving Christ. Because you know why? Do you feel them, sis? Do you feel the Holy Ghost and the power in behind it? That's how I know God is real. Judgment starts with the house of God. We ought to judge ourselves, amen, so seriously. If Jesus came right now, we would be ready. Mm. We ought to judge ourselves. Because you know what? We're already judged. We're already judged by the word of God. The Bible says where a tree falleth, it lieth. When we take that last breath, we're judged.
Amen.
The way we live our life, the way we live our life, we're judged by the word of God. Did we do the word or did we not do the word? You know, it's like if my wife, I'm out watching TV, and she calls me by my name, and I'm watching TV, and I'm distracted. Just like the church world is today, they're distracted on something else. And then she hollers again, my name, which is Nick. Nick, get in here. But I don't hear her, sis. I'm distracted on TV. I'm caught up. I'm caught up in something else. The church world is caught up in everything else but God. And they can't hear the voice of God because they're so caught up in everything. But you see, as my wife continues on screaming my name, she's going to come in that room with her hands on her shoulders, like she always does, and said, what's wrong? You didn't hear me. See, we need to learn to listen to God. We need to undo our ears. Them have an ear. Let them hear what the Spirit says unto the church. Amen. That's what we need more. Anything in this life, amen, is to choke out this flesh, not the inner man. The inner man. The church has got it all wrong. It's not in a song. It's not in all that, amen. It's in praising God. I'm praising God now, sis. There ain't no music, but I'm praising God. Amen. This flesh can do all kinds of things, but it's the inward man that counts. If we're free, what we feed grows. What you feed grows. If you see a stray dog around the house, I'm sure you've done this. It may be stray for a while. You open the door and they'll run. But you start putting food out. Praise God, he'll come little at a time. It's like, and if you open the door, and he'll run again. But you keep feeding that dog, amen, it keeps coming back. It's a little bit more. Before you know it, you've gained it. Before you know it, you've got it in your hands. Oh, glory, before you know it, sis, that is now your animal. That is your dog that loves you and you love it. It's time, amen, that the church world gets it right. Amen, it starts feeding these people. Amen, it needs to be fed because I'm telling you, that dog would have got food out of a dumpster. That dog would have got food anywhere. Praise God. It's time that the people come to church to get the Word of God, to get fed the Word of God. Amen. What you feed grows. Amen. You feed the you're going to gain the flesh. You feed the spiritual man. Oh, you're going to have power. You show me a man that reads the Bible. You show me a man that prays. You show me a man that fasts. I show you somebody with power, sis. Oh, hallelujah. That he's going to have power upon his life. Just like that boy that couldn't cast out them devils. I really believe in that scripture. Amen. That devil was a stronger devil. Because Jesus said these only come out by prayer and fasting. Now, why couldn't the disciples do it? I believe they got slack. And they went out and done all these works for the Lord. And they really forgot what was number one. They got caught up in what they was doing. And they couldn't even cast that devil out. In the church world today, if somebody walked in your church, sister, my church, would there be anybody stand up and be able to cast out a devil? Would there be anybody with the power of God, amen, to cast out a devil? Or would these only come out? It's too late to pray and fast then. We need to be on our toes, church. We don't know who's going to walk in them doors. We need to be ready. These only come out by prayer and fasting. If the church is going to ever come out, it's going to be by prayer and fasting. Amen. That's where the power's at. That's where the power's at, sis. It's how much you want it. It's what it comes down to. Do you want the Word of God? Do you want a prayer life? Amen. Do you want it? Go get it. And it's there for anybody to get. Jesus says, right there when they was fishing, And they said, do you catch anything? I said, no, we taught all night. See, the church is taught all night long and ain't caught a thing because they ain't doing it. They ain't doing it right. But see, Jesus said, come and dine. He already had it on the beach for them. Jesus has already got it for us. Amen. Just have that ear to hear what the Spirit says unto the church. Not them that have an eye, look at your neighbor. But them that have an ear, let them hear. Amen. Let them hear. Amen. Judgment starts. If we judge ourselves, sis, we won't have enough time to judge nobody else. Because I don't know about you. It's hard enough to judge my own self. Amen. Because I've read the Word of God. Amen. I don't want to fall short. I know we do fall short. Amen. But I know there's consequences. Amen. From falling short. Amen. I don't want to fall short of God. I want everything that there is to do for me to pick up my cross and carry it and follow him. Whatever he has for me or for anybody on this radio station, pick it up. Do it. If you didn't think you could do it, he wouldn't have gave it to you. If you didn't think you could preach, he wouldn't have qualified you. Oh, hallelujah. He's already predestined and qualified to preach your sis. I don't need no certificate. I don't need nothing written, amen, saying I'm a preacher. I'm ordained. Been set free. Praise God, the blood's been applied to my life, and I've had the sweet, sweet, sweet Holy Ghost and with fire. Amen. John the Baptist said, I indeed baptize you with water. But he said, hold on. That's just what I do now. I just do the baptism in water. But he said, there's coming one whose shoelaces I'm not worthy to unlatch. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. I got a question for the church tonight. Where's the fire? Where's the fire at? Where's the zeal? Where's the fire at? The highly anointing of God, sis. Amen. If it's down that pulpit and just preaching the flesh, that's all we're doing. But when the anointing and the power of the Holy Ghost comes upon us, we're not ourselves. We're not ourselves.
Praise the Lord, Brother Nick.
I got a ministry called It's Like Fire, Brother.
Brother Nick, you're cutting out on us, brother. We can't hear you now. Praise the Lord. Looks like we lost Brother Nick. I don't hear him at all. Well, we thank the Lord for him. He's a young man that we met in Georgia, and we thank God for him. He's on fire for God. If you cannot tell, praise the Lord. That's what God will do for you. He will, when you think sometimes when you're out there and you feel like you're nothing, God will make you somebody in him. And that's to preach his word, to be a willing vessel, praise the Lord. And he's told you the truth tonight. At this time, we're going to have a, before we pray for the prayer request, we've got about almost 10 minutes. We're going to have my husband obey God, and we're going to pray for the request before we get come off here. Praise the Lord.
Ah, it's good to be with you tonight. Thank God for each one that's called in, and I thank God for the messages been preached tonight. We've been preaching on pulling down strongholds, and the weapons of our warfare are not carnal but mighty through God. So, you know, we have to stay connected to God, and we have to have God's blessing on our life and his anointing upon us to be able to cast out devils, as Brother Sergeant was saying, and Brother John preached earlier on how they cast that serpent, that bad spirit, that unclean spirit out of that woman. He was preaching, Paul was, and that woman was following him, and Paul was grieved at that spirit. It turned and rebuked that devil, and he came out the same hour. Brother John preached that earlier, and that was good preaching. And Brother Nick was talking about casting out devils, and I tell you, we've seen devils cast out. I tell you, God's still on the throne tonight. I tell you, God's still healing the sick and delivering those that are oppressed. And I tell you, he's never lost his power. He's not gone on a journey somewhere, but he's still on the throne tonight. And I tell you, we can come boldly, the Bible said, to the throne of grace that we might find help in the time of trouble. If we've got problems in our life, and a lot of times we do, see, I don't serve God because I don't have no problems. I serve God because I need him. You see, because when you get saved, many times people won't turn to God until something bad goes wrong in their life, and then they'll come down to the altar, and they'll give their heart to God. They get so miserable in their soul, and they get so, the devil beat them up so bad that they said, I got to have some relief. I got to get somewhere where I can get some the blessing. And I'm tired of living under the curse. And you know, if we live for God and we keep his commandments, he will help us. He will be on our side. One place the Bible said that he would be our friend. Praise God. If you do those things which I command you, he said, I call you not servants, you know. But he said, I call you friends. So I'm glad that I have a friend in Jesus. I'm glad that I can call on him at the midnight hour, and he hears my cry. Praise God. I've been reading in the Bible, and I've been finding that Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever, that he is the healer, that he is the Savior. He's the Savior of our soul. He came down to the cross one day and died on that cross. And, you know, they sang that song, the old man is dead. You know, Christ died in the flesh, but you know what? His spirit was alive, praise God. And he went into the depths of the earth, and he led captivity captive into the bosom of Abraham, praise God. And he emptied that place out, praise God. And he led captivity captive, and praise God. Matthew 27, the graves opened. Many of the bodies of the saints arose. And I believe that was the Old Testament saints that had lived right and walked right. Praise God. And they had kept the faith and had died in the faith. And they were mentioned on the radio the other night how they fought a good fight. And Paul said, I've fought a good fight. I've kept the faith. He was getting ready to go to that guillotine or chopping block, whatever it was. He was ready to give his life to God. Praise God, for he had already given his life to God. He had met the Lord on the road to Damascus, and he had saw that light and said, what will you have me to do? I want to tell you tonight, if you're out there tonight, you feel like your life is a ruin and your life is a wreck. I tell you, God needs your life. God needs you to help him. The Lord could do it by himself, but like Brother Sargent said, when they came to the tomb of Lazarus, Jesus said, roll the stone away. He said, push the stone away. Get the stone out of the way. Praise God. I tell you, I don't know what's hindering you from serving God tonight if you're out there and you're not serving him. Well, I don't know what the hindrance is, but I know you can roll that stone away. Praise God. You can get that hindrance out of your life. And thinking about Moses when he came to the burning bush that one day, and he looked up on the hillside and saw that bush burning. Praise God, on the side of that mountain or wherever it was. And he said, I got to go see what's going on. I'll tell you, you need to go to the house of God and see what's going on. I tell you, we've seen devils cast out. We've seen people healed of all sorts of diseases and things. And I've been healed myself of different things. And I tell you, God's still healing the sick. I tell you, he's the same as he ever was. He said, I am the Lord and I change not. He's not changing just because man is changing. If we'll step up to the plate and we'll do what the Lord has called us to do and we'll diligently serve him, then I know he will be a rewarder of them that diligently seek him and serve him. Praise God. I'm going to serve the Lord all the days of my life. I'm not going to turn back to this world because this world has nothing to offer me. I've come too far to look back. Somebody sung a song, I've come too far to look back. I don't know how far along you are on this journey tonight, but if you've come anyways whatsoever, you've come too far to look back. You can't look back. The Bible said, remember Lot's wife, she looked back. But we're talking about tonight, tearing down strongholds, that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God. Now, I tell you tonight, we've got weapons, praise God. And our weapons are mighty, praise God. And we know tonight that we have power over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt us. We stand complete in Christ, the head of all principality and power and every name that is named in this world and the world to come. Now, I'm telling you tonight, I'm preaching to you and trying to exhort you and help you tonight. And when I'm preaching to you, I'm preaching to me, praise God. I'm preaching to me because I need it just as much as you do. I need Jesus today just the same as I did the first day I went down to that altar. And I surrendered to Christ. And when I got up from that altar, you know, I started a new life. I started living for Jesus. And I started testifying, telling people the good news that Jesus is the Savior, that he still heals and he still delivers and he still sets men free. He is no respecter of person tonight. The Bible said there in the book of Acts, I think it's Acts 10:38, somewhere right in there, that Paul or Peter was preaching to Cornelius' house and said, I perceive that God is no respecter of person. Praise God. And in every nation, he said, he that feareth God and worketh righteousness with him is accepted with him. Praise God. If you'll live right, excuse me, God will help you. Praise God. We're going to pray. I better let it go back to Joanna. We're going to pray for these requests here tonight. And we'll just turn it back to her.
Let's pray all together here. Lord, in the name of Jesus, God, we ask that you pray that you touch every one of these prayer requests, dear Lord. Spoken and unspoken, dear God, Lord, you see many requests. Parents are asking for prayer for their children, and the children asking prayer for their parents, and homes need to fold, dear God. You give people out of this bondage of financial bondage, stronghold that the enemy would try to pull these people down in financial burden, dear God. Lord, have your way. And Lord, we believe in you, Lord, that you can do all this, Lord God, for your people. And Lord, help us all grow stronger in you, Lord, to be a bolder witness, Lord, dear God. Lord, anoint us, dear Lord Jesus, Lord, as we talk to people through the week, dear God, that you give us heart to you, Lord, and to add to the kingdom.
Into their hearts, Lord, we pray. Give deliverance to those that's oppressed. Lord, them that are bound and afflicted, let healing flow out of strength. Let the grace of God abound in their life and heal those, Lord, the young children and those and elderly, Lord. We lift them up praying. And each one has been requested tonight, Lord, we ask that, Father, that you then move, Lord, that you would heal and deliver them, Lord. In the name of Jesus.
Praise God. Until next Friday at 10 p.m. Eastern time, Friday night, same time, hallelujah, 2 hour. And Brother Yearwood is Tuesday at 6 p.m. Eastern time, and he is reaching the world for Christ. Bible Talk, praise the Lord, on blogtalkradio.com. Hallelujah. See you then. God bless.